and you go to the right, John, there's a pretty fresh patch of dead ahead. That's about a tenth of a kilometer across there, though. That's a big crater right there. Yeah, I don't think it's a 300 meter. I feel real safe in this thing. Open her up a little bit. I can't see where I'm going, Charlie. There we go. Okay, Tony, we left that halfway, and we're now en route to halfway in Buster looked about the same size. Is that right, according to y'all's calculations?
That's right,
Charlie.
Yeah, that's right, Charlie.
All
right.
Halfway. Okay, well, that's what that was halfway.
Okay.
John, it takes those little bumps. Oh, it won't take that one, but it takes those little ones just great. Okay, Tony, we're 086-1.2. We're coming into another block, Ray Field up ahead of us, about 50 meters or so, with angular blocks. The area we have here now is almost cobble-free, except perhaps less than 1% of the surface.
Yeah, it's clearing up.
And now we're, this is another ray. We're coming in out of South Ray, which definitely out of South Ray. You can see it trending right on into South Ray.
Outstanding.
Yeah, this is a South Ray. That's a big South Ray crater down, ray down here, I think.
Right.
And we can see Hidden Valley. You can see partially in the stubby. The Cinco craters are very visible up there on the side.
Is there any albedo difference when you're in a ray, or is it just the cobbles and boulders?
No, it's the albedo. There's no mistake in your mind when you're in a ray because of the blocks.
Okay.
And the surface is a little bit lighter, the regolith. Blocks are very angular.
I like to sort of tack. I can see a lot better.
You see,
going a little north or a little south.
You see both the white and the black and white here?
It's mostly gray, Tony, with a, there's a big crater over there, John.
That's it.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
We're coming into the south of Plum. Okay, this is probably Plum right over here. No, I guess not. Plum's 40 meters. That's not nearly 40 meters. Hey, Tony, I think we finally found Spook here, our flag, rather.
Okay, did you notice that scarp that's mapped there that you should have driven across?
Nope, didn't see it. It's all hilly and scarpy here.
Okay, do you notice that trend of the scarps? They all seem to be northeast.
Yeah, that's probably pretty close, northeast. Okay, here, that's got to be it, John. I don't see Plum.
Well,
this is it right here.
This is it, Charlie.
We're on the rim of it. Okay, we got a park on the other side about 40 meters up. Do a 180 left. Well, Tony, we finally found it at 087 at 1.4.
Good show. That's where it should be.
087 is the heading back to the lunar module. 1.4 is the mileage back to the lunar module.
And you can't believe this territory.
It's all up and down. We're going to be a little closer, John, but that's okay.
Okay, because
And a correction on that last one, 1.4 is the kilometers back to the lunar module.
Plumb. Dismounting.
Okay.